Whenever we are calling the patient for follow-up and monitoring of the disease, we not only perform some investigations for monitoring the disease activity, but also we perform some of the investigations to check the side effect of the drugs we are giving, in which the most important is the steroid. We know that the steroid has certain side effects and which may cause obesity, increase in the weight, it may cause hyperglycemia and hypertension. So that is why for the monitoring of the patient, whenever we are giving a long-term steroids, we have to check the blood pressure of the patient, check the blood sugar levels, serum electrolytes, measure the abdominal girth. The eye examination is very important, DEXA scan and x-ray of the pelvis or both the hip, pelvic bones or both the hips is very important to detect the current situation of the patient, that whether the steroid producing side effects or not. Cause of death in pemphigus is mainly the infections, which can be the superadded infections or septicemia. Because superadded infection ultimately lead to septicemia, because if larger surface area of the larger surface area of the body is involved, then it can lead to development of septicemia and pulmonary embolism. But due to the advanced treatment being used and systemic steroid, mortality rate has now reduced from 73% to less than 5%, but still we should know the cause of the death in case of pemphigus. Then another important question is that can pemphigus vulgaris become pemphigus vulgaris? Yes, it can rarely turn from pemphigus vulgaris into pemphigus vulgaris due to epitope spreading. And what is epitope spreading? By this we mean that if any kind of inflammatory or autoimmune disease is taking place due to the production of antibodies to certain proteins. During the inflammation process, the cells break down, the cells become damaged, and they release certain other proteins which lead to activation of the immune system. We know that in pemphigus vulgaris, the antibodies are produced against desmoglein 1. So during the process of the inflammation and damage to the cells, desmoglein 3 is released from the cells, which ultimately lead to secondary stimulation, autoimmune stimulation, and production of autoantibodies against desmoglein 3 as well. So it leads to the conversion of pemphigus vulgaris into pemphigus vulgaris. Although the prognosis of pemphigus vulgaris is better than pemphigus vulgaris, and usually it has a benign course with intermittent crops of the lesion, but still there are certain chances, or very rarely it may transform into pemphigus vulgaris.